You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
I'm almost ready.
Are you ready now? We're recording.
Yeah, we are.
I knew it. I just see it by the look of his face. So,
I was thinking about just starting this episode off just saying that, welcome back.
You're gay.
No.
That's fine, Steve.
Welcome back to Empathica Radio. This episode's brought to you by Freddy's.
Ooh, that was pretty good.
That would have been good. They owe us money now.
Yummy.
I shouldn't say it's brought to you. It's fueled by.
It is.
That's what we just ate.
Freddy's and beer.
Yes, it is our beer episode, and I'm excited about this one.
Are we just going to start right off? We're just going to get on it?
You can if you want. Well, hold on. Do you want to just try it first before
you sniff it?
Yeah, why don't you guys go ahead and...
It does smell like dog piss.
Dude. It does?
I'm going to chug it.
You got to taste it. You can't just swallow it. You got to taste it. Just chug it.
Oh, give me yours.
Son of a bitch. And that went right in the trash can.
Damn, didn't even look.
So what do you think?
Pretty good.
You like it?
It's not bad.
All right, well, here it is. I want you to read what it is and what's in it.
Pastrami Pilsner.
What?
Brewed with kosher salt, cracked black pepper, mustard seed, ground caraway seed, natural horseradish flavors and spices.
It's pretty different, isn't it?
I didn't really taste it. Right. So I
can't taste any of that.
You can't taste any of that?
Uh-uh.
Doesn't taste like you're drinking a pastrami sandwich?
I don't think so.
No pastrami was harmed in the making of this beer.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
I didn't make it.
You suck. You're a kosher style.
What a... Who makes it? What brewery?
Hebrew
Brewing?
Hold on.
Are you just making shit? Look on the fucking right there.
It says Hebrew.
Right here. What's this?
Schmaltz.
Yeah, there you go. Hebrew.
What is that, though? See that? I've actually drank beer with that on top on the label.
This says Hebrew, the chosen beer. I don't know. No, but Schmaltz is the is a brewing company. I don't know what that means, the Hebrew. I don't know, maybe is it kosher? Is that maybe why?
I've drank beer with that
label on there.
Part of that label.
I don't know.
I don't remember Schmaltz though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pastrami Pilsner. Yeah, it's like a spicy. Got some spicy notes.
Yeah, that's pretty different though. And my buddies brought that over. I never seen it.
Did you drink all yours?
What do you think, Brennan?
It was all right.
Now you're weirded out by it?
It tastes like a pastrami sandwich, but... What was it that I drank at the whatever casino, the first one I had?
Tank 7.
That was not good.
I almost bought a bottle of that last night, a bomber of that.
Oh,
they had a bomber of it, and I was like, it's like, nah, I'm going to get something I haven't had before.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was trying something new. I'm like, ugh.
What did you just not like the taste,
yeah,
I guess?
Yeah.
It's like 10% alcohol, isn't it? Like 9 or 10. It's potent. That's probably why.
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
How much alcohol was in this?
I have no idea.
Let me get back out of the trash can here.
What's that?
Yeah, it's 5.5.
That's pretty.
It is kosher certified.
That must be what the Hebrew thing stands for.
And rabbi approved.
Really? I didn't think they were allowed to drink.
Jews?
Yeah.
They drink all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, shows me what I know.
Dude, we went to this girl's bat mitzvah. So I guess they're 14 when they turn?
Asking the wrong person.
Ew. Open bar, the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So right. It's almost like a wedding. And it probably costs more than any of our weddings.
Right.
And, they do their thing at the... It's not a church. What do you call it?
What do they call that, Brennan?
Synagogue?
Yeah, that's what I have to guess. They do their thing, and it lasts forever. It starts at like 9 and gets done at like noon.
Yeah.
And then they have like a, they feed you lunch, which is great. And then you go home and you come back in the evening, just like a wedding.
Right.
And it's party like time. Party. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they party, and it's just like you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between a wedding and a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah.
Just a big reception type party.
Everyone drinks and everyone dances and parties.
That don't sound too bad. What do they eat? I guarantee there's no lobster on that menu.
It's good shit. I mean, it's good. Usually I think the kid picks it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's good stuff.
That'd have been just, for me, it's been pizza.
But yeah, no, they had like an open bar, you know, for the adults and everything.
Really?
And they were making the kids like, I guess we call like a virgin drink, you know, like a mixed drink. Right. You know, that was, but hell yeah. Just drink beer all evening. I mean, you got to spend 3 hours sitting and standing and singing and whatever.
And
but after that,
it's party. It's
pretty fun, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't think I'll ever go to one because I don't know anybody that's Jewish. So
you should get some Jewish friends because they know how to party. They really do.
Jeez. Oh, man. We got a... Are you going to go to that Dying Fetus show, Brennan?
Nah, I'm not really familiar with the band. I've heard them before and didn't care for them. And just,
it's insulting.
Really?
To me.
Are they that good?
I like them.
Really?
Yeah, I like
when
them.
When is it? I'll go with you. Fuck this guy.
It's in April.
It's in April?
Yeah.
I have to ask my wife. I'm sure she's got something.
It's during the week, too. I think it's like a Wednesday night.
Ah.
I'm going.
Wednesday would actually be good.
I think it's a Wednesday.
For us. Yeah, Wednesday would actually work.
Because the Tuesday before, the night before is a concert I'm going to go to as well. It is, I was wrong, it was a Tuesday.
Oh, you bitch.
Sorry. Monday's a concert and Tuesday is a concert. Back to back.
What's Monday?
Fit for an Autopsy.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys never talked about the Doyle show.
Oh, we didn't, did we?
No.
It was cool.
I want to know. I want to hear everything from Brendan.
Okay. Brendan? That's all he has to say on that.
They didn't play any Misfit songs again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's got two albums on now.
He doesn't know, but at least play one.
Yeah.
Or two.
Or something. All of them.
Just play all of them. Don't play any of your original stuff. It was good, though.
Yeah.
Do you think the crowd was bigger this time around or about the same? Not comparing to the Pops one.
Yeah, yeah.
The other, the last time they were at Firebird.
Where is this one at?
Firebird. It was...
Probably the same?
Probably about the same. Yeah, probably about the same, I'm guessing.
No, it wasn't like too packed in there or nothing, but it wasn't like dead.
Brendan.
Yes.
What was your favorite part of the concert?
Probably when the bands played the music. Actually, you asked me that last time, and my favorite part of the Destroyer 666 concert was when Destroyer 666 played Iron Fist by Motorhead, because that was fucking badass. So there you go.
That was cool.
Finally.
But they didn't play Unchained the Wolves, damn it.
Yeah, didn't you say that? That's like an 11-minute song, isn't it, or something?
Yeah. I didn't expect him to, but...
You know we got time for that.
I was waiting for him to say the best part of the concert was when he got his car and went home.
When we got the Uber ride home. The crazy Uber ride home. Yeah. It was amazing. When we were walking out the door. Now, the Doyle show was pretty cool. They didn't tour. They weren't touring with anybody. It was all
local bands
opening, so that was cool for us. I talked to two of them, gave them our card.
Do you remember who you talked to?
Yes, it was.
Where the bands are?
The first Bass Amp and Dano. Yeah, they were a punk band. It's like a punk party band, I think it's considered. They were cool. And then, there was no joke, they were up there partying for sure. What I liked the most about it was their timing on stuff because they'd come in doing like silly stuff and kind of playing the same thing while they're just kind of like bullshitting and talking. Like there's still music going, but it's real kind of like.
Right.
Not mellow, but, you know, it's just easy.
Yeah.
And then, boom, it just kicks in with no warning.
Right.
In their end of the stuff. And it's like, it can't be easy to do. I mean, me and Brendan were in and out of bands for a long time. So it's like, timing is everything. And that's an easy thing to fuck up. You know, that takes a lot of work, you know, but it just, It didn't seem like it was any effort in it.
Right.
Like, they knew what they were doing. It was good. They were good. The second band... Fuck, I don't remember.
I don't remember the name of
it. No. God, that leaves my head. There's two other bands, and I can't remember the name of them.
It's horrible.
It is horrible.
Where'd you even go?
I don't know. Brennan made me. No, but it was cool. Yeah, it was a good time. They had to stop the Doyle show for a minute to reset back up. Cause like, all the shit started going wrong.
What did he do, break his guitar?
I think the wireless wasn't syncing up or something.
And he had cymbals falling over.
The drummer's cymbal, like, the stand just completely fell over. So they're out there trying to, like, reset that back up. But, I mean, it was cool.
It was his first week on the job.
Yeah. No, it was an excellent show. Good time. It was a good time last time we seen him.
Wish I could have went.
You could have.
You could have. There was nothing stopping you other than your vagina hurting.
Mm. It was painful.
I think the only thing that sucked for me was because we came back from Kansas City,
right,
to go to that.
Yeah.
So when we got back in town early, so I had to come all the way home and then go back out to St. Louis. Yeah. And I was just like, I want to go back out there. I just want to fucking sit here. But I was like, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
To be honest, if it wasn't all local bands opening, I may have backed out.
What? Really?
Yeah. Just because we were driving all day coming back from Kansas City, and I'm at home now, sitting on my ass.
Yeah, but a few hours, and then...
Yeah, that's what killed me. I was just like, ugh, I got to get back up and drive out to St. Louis. But I was like, man, I really went for the local bands to check them out. We just seen Doyle twice last year. So that's what I'm saying. If I would have backed out, it wouldn't have been that big a deal. Seeing them, I just saw them twice. Yeah. So, but I was like, fuck it, I got to go because I want to hand out cards and like talk to these guys. I did it, which is terrifying to me.
I did it. Yeah.
My wingman wasn't there. Travis backed out.
You had the socialite Brendan over here.
No. I'd be better off taping a card to the wall and asking the wall to go over and give it to those guys. The same thing's going to happen.
I'm not talking.
It's not going to move, and it's not going to say anything.
Brendan, what the fuck?
I'm bad. Like, I consider myself an introvert. I don't want to fucking...
You're the best out of the three of us, though.
You think?
Yeah, I just fucking stand behind you like a weirdo. And you do all the talking.
And I feel
you're
like
the friendliest.
Oh, man, I don't you're believe the friendliest. That. I don't believe that in a second.
Brendan, don't you think he's the friendliest person in this closet?
No. No way.
Probably.
He is.
Nah, I'm mean. I'm a mean cuss. I'm a bad motherfucker. Don't talk to me. No, I go up there, I'm like, hey guys, here's my card. Like, start crying a little bit because I'm scared.
Sign my tits.
They're like, what? I mean, take my card. No, I just don't like, I'm not a big fan of approaching people I don't know. I just
yeah,
it's not, I mean, once I start talking to them, it's fine,
right?
But it's getting growing the balls to do it, because I don't like to approach people.
Yeah,
people can approach me all day. Most of the time I'm okay with it.
I don't like that either.
So you don't like that? Depends on the situation.
I'd rather not do either.
Depends on the situation. Like, in that instance, like, being out there at a show, if someone knew who we were and they came over and talked to us, I'm completely fine with that. But if I'm out somewhere else and some asshole wants to come and talk to me about some stupid random shit that I don't care about, then they'll probably think, man, that guy's a dick. Because it's like, what? That's usually the first thing out of my mouth. Someone will come over, like, what? It's like,
what'd you say?
Well, I just get, like, I get an attitude because I was like, I don't know you.
Whoa.
I just want to be by myself. Yeah. Like, I took the kid bowling last weekend because the old lady was working. So I'm in a bowling league. I'm terrible. So I was like, well, I'm going to go play a few games just to practice. And I told the kid, come on, let's go bowling. So we went down to the bowling alley. And we had went there a while back, a couple months ago. And the wife was with us this time. And there was a guy, as we're like setting up, like I'm dropping the ball off on the lane, put my shoes on, all that shit. And this guy comes over, this old guy. And he's like talking to my kid. First off, I'm always like, the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
You know, but he's like, oh, I coach junior high here in Belleville, you know, bowling, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, we're from O'Fallon, so leave us alone. Sitting there like talking to Ashley because she's about the right age that he coaches and this and that. I'm just like, okay, move along. We're not here.
Is that a such thing? A bowling coach?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
I guess.
Or do you just want to molest your child?
Fuck. I don't know. Either way, I kind of shoot him off. We'll get out of here.
Yeah.
So we're just here to bowl. I'm here just to practice. She's here just to have fun.
She's not for sale. Leave me alone.
Right. So when we went last weekend, me and her, we're down there and I'm bowling. We're into the second game. At the end of the first game, into the second, I noticed that guy standing there. He's like about 4 or 5 lanes over with some older than my kid, a couple boys, like I guess coaching him, doing this. But then he's like, they're kind of just doing their thing, and he's standing up talking to some guy. But he's just watching me and her. And I'm like, motherfucker, that's that guy. I remember. Mm-hmm. I was like, this motherfucker's going to come over here. I know it. Sure shit, he comes over. And I'm like, I'm on the fence of what to do. And this was during a transition of, this is coming off that week when I was being a complete asshole at work.
Yeah.
When I was just having my meltdowns.
Right.
And I came in that Friday and was like telling you and Brian how like I'm trying to ignore the bullshit at work. Because like I said, I came in one day and was all pissed off. And I made you pissed off.
Right.
And I didn't like that. I didn't like that I drug you down because of my bullshit.
That was Monday.
It was a Monday, I think.
The beginning of the week.
Yeah. So, but it was like a boiling point for me as that week went on. And I had a talk with the wife like that Wednesday or Thursday or something. I was like, because it's the people in the office that are just so fucked up. And it causes stress on us. And they just don't give a fuck.
Anyway.
So I had told her, I was like, I just need to start ignoring it, which isn't me, which I don't do because I just fight back. So I was already in that transition of that Friday of just like, fuck it. Sweep it under a rug. If they come out with some bullshit, just ignore it. And that's how I was with this guy. Because if he would have came, if this would have been like 2 days earlier, I'd have been like, get the fuck out of here. You know, I'd probably start yelling at him, get out of here. We don't fucking care. Just don't bother us. I don't want to, you know what I mean?
So would he come over?
Oh, he's trying to give tips to my daughter and this and that and blah, so blah, weird. Blah. And yeah, it's weird. And I'm just like sitting there kind of like,
Was he like holding her hand?
Yeah,
like
you know.
Walking right behind her.
Right behind her. He's, it's all in the hips.
You got to lean forward.
Lean back.
Told her to lean forward. It had nothing to do with bowling.
But. Yeah. He kept dropping stuff, telling her to pick it up. Pick that up. Bend over and pick that up. No, but he showed her some tips and doing this. And one of the times he did, he told her, he stood out in like front of her and had his hand out. And he's like, take the ball. And when you take your first step, you bring it here. He's like, bring it down like you're setting it in my hand. Then drop your arm all the way and then let it go.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had the bumpers. No, she had it. It was on. It was my turn. So the bumpers were down.
Yeah.
I was like, she was like looking at me. I'm like, just go ahead. It doesn't matter. In my head, I'm thinking, appease this guy so he can get the fuck out of here so we can keep doing what we're doing. I'm like, no, go ahead. That's then so she awkward. Did what he said, like,
yeah.
And ball went right down the middle and she got a fucking strike.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in a sense, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He did help her, but
right.
You know what I mean? It was blah, blah, blah.
Why, though? Is he.
I don't know.
Does he work? I don't understand.
I don't know. He just wants to help kids learn how to bowl. I guess he's just that much in love with bowling.
So, does he work with the school?
I guess.
Or
I don't know. I didn't ask because I'm just like kind of getting him to go. Get out of here. Right. Get out of here. Yeah. And he finally was getting shooed away. And
I guess he was like some independent guy that you pay me $50 a month and I'll teach your kid to bowl.
Well, I get that. Thing. Right, because he wants money.
He was trying to do that.
No, but that was one thing he did say. He goes, I don't ever charge, you know, to coach kids.
Yeah,
he's like, if anybody gives me money, he's like, he takes it and he donates it to the school for kids that want to be on the bowling team but can't afford it, type thing. Mm. I guess like the poor kid. Well, how you know it costs to do anything these days.
Can't afford
to be on the bowling league. So he
the ball.
Yeah, I guess. So he takes that money and pays for the kids that want to do it they can't,
okay.
Type thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, cool. I don't care. We're not here for that. I'm just here practicing. She's just here throwing, having fun.
Was his last name Sandusky?
I didn't ask his last name.
I just wondered.
So it's shit like that. It's just like I don't want people to approach me like that. Here's why. Because anything you most likely have to say to most like any strangers, we don't have anything in common. I promise.
Well, here's
so you have nothing to come over here and talk to me about.
Here's what's so shitty is this guy is presumably super nice, just being a nice guy, whatever.
Right.
But in our shitty minds, in our shitty society, we're just like, ugh, get the fuck away from me. Ugh.
Right.
Like, you know, we're so freaked out by
niceness.
Kindness.
Yes. No, you're actually right. And this guy was, I mean, he's in his 60s. I mean, he's an old guy. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So, but I was super nice. I didn't, like, tell him to get the fuck out of here. You know, I wanted to.
You didn't punch him in the face.
Yeah, I didn't, like, choke slam him to the ground. I just let him do his thing. Like, okay, yeah, yeah. And he was like, yeah, it was kind of funny, though, because he's like, tell him, he's like, you try it. Tell me. Like, because right. He was watching how I was holding my ball and what I was doing.
Did he hold your waist?
Yeah, that's when he came over and was holding my waist. So I was like, I held the ball like he wanted. And, oh, it was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
And then he walked away. And it was like, by the time he walked away, it was my turn again. And I went back to my, and I'm sure my stance is all fucked up.
Right.
My steps are fucked up. But you know what? I don't care. I just do this for fun.
Yeah.
We get together once a week and bowl for fun. It's just a reason for the five of us to get together once a week and hang out.
Yeah.
So I go back to my shitty stance and do it. Boom, strike. You know what I mean? I turn around and I look at my kid and I'm like, yeah, you're goddamn right. I was like, you know, I'm sure the guy was right. I shouldn't hold the ball that way. You should hold it this way. But you know what? I'm not here to be a fucking professional. I'm not a professional in anything.
You don't know, but he's been texting your daughter all week now.
What's your number? When am I going to see you again?
Text her late at night.
Oh, fuck. So we went bowling yesterday. And I was like, I purposely, because I think we were there. We left there about quarter to one when that incident happened. Mm-hmm. So I made sure I didn't. And by that time he had left around 12:15, we'll just say he was leaving. So I made sure I didn't leave the house until like 12:30 to go bowling with the wife and kid. No, it's like one. I think it might have been 1 o'clock. Either way, but we left then because I was like, that guy won't fucking be there. Because the first time I seen him originally was in the morning like that too. So I was just like, he must go there Saturday morning to do his thing and leaves around noon. So I was like, we're going about 12:30, 1 o'clock, because I don't want that asshole to come over and talk to me again. Because now today or yesterday, I'm thinking
super nice guy.
Yeah, but I don't want to be bothered. You don't want to be bothered when you're out, do you?
No, I don't.
Now, it's different when you're...
Unless I ask you, hey, come with me. You know what I mean?
Right. But I will not... Right. I am not the type of person that will strike up a conversation either. If I'm in a public setting by myself...
Not typically, no.
No, I will keep to myself, and I am perfectly fine with that. You can shove me in a class... And I won't know anybody in there. I will not say a word to anybody. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
If someone wants to talk to me in that situation, blah, 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 because we're all there for the same thing, that's different.
Do you know what I tend to do, which I didn't realize that I did this, but I tend to say we're having a party. There's 20 people in the room.
Right.
I'll find the one person that looks the most awkward and go talk to them. Like, you know, they have no friends here. They're just sitting there. It's all weird for them. I don't know if it's because I feel bad for them.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Or I think I look at someone, I'm just like, oh, God, they need help. And I'll just go over and start bullshit with them.
You know what the problem with that is?
Does that make sense?
I've done that before. Being in that situation, and you see the guy, you think he's just by himself, he looks weird.
That's probably a reason.
And I go over there, I'm like, hey, man, what's up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I like turtles. And I'm like, this is why nobody's talking to you. And I turn around and I walk away. I get the fuck out.
Yeah, you have that choice.
I go to myself, I go, I just made the biggest fucking mistake by coming over and talking to this fucking guy.
I mean, I guess you have that choice.
Right. So it's just like, I keep to myself. Just
it's not so much, if someone looks like a weirdo, or just... You know, sometimes I can look at someone. Like, I can look at Brenda and be like, no. You know what I mean? But if it looks like just someone, like a normal dude or whatever, and they're just, you know,
right,
not part of the thing, I'll try and get them involved, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think I'm, like, somehow not attracted, like, physically, but attracted to, like,
an outcast
sort of. You know what I mean?
Right.
If there's like four or five bros in the corner and they're like, yeah, we're drinking, let's play some games, blah, blah. I'd rather be talking to that one random weirdo.
I can see
people.
That. Right.
They've got their thing going on. They're fine.
I can see that.
I guess that's what I do.
I just keep to myself.
You are that weirdo.
I am that weirdo in the corner.
And like, that's why we're friends.
Maybe that's why everybody approaches me like, oh god, this guy's gonna fucking freak out and kill everybody. Let's come on, go make friends with him.
That's why we're friends.
They're like, hey, would you like candy?
That's why we're friends.
You like candy? I'm like, yeah, I like candy. Give me that. I'm not gonna shoot this guy. But yeah, I can be at a bar. Mm-hmm. Not that I ever go by myself, but let's say I went out of town and I was by myself. I could go sit at a bar and just be left alone. I won't, hey, boo. Yeah. You know, and if people start asking me questions, I'll just give them short answers. Because it's like, I know I have nothing in common with you. Yeah. I don't have stuff in common with most people.
Right.
And I'm to the point in my life now, like even with music, obviously with music.
Yeah.
What do you listen to? I don't even want to tell people anymore.
Nothing on the damn radio.
Right. I do not want to tell people I listen to metal because it's the same argument.
You should be like, I don't like music.
But you know, it's the same argument. You hear the same thing. Oh, you like that screaming shit. Oh, no, you can't even understand what they're saying.
Right.
It's just like, it's so tiring to hear that. And it's just like, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Brendan, I heard Steve picked up a girlfriend in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
God. Yeah.
How'd that go?
I was in trouble, and my bro over here wouldn't bail me
out. Where were you during this whole thing?
He turned to stone.
He was getting beers like I do.
No, he didn't even move. He looked straight ahead and turned into a fucking statue. I looked over, and I was like, I thought it was just a concrete version of Brendan sitting there. My Brendan, he wouldn't even look at me. He's like, I don't know you.
Because so, then that would get her talking to me, and I don't want her talking to me.
You
shouldn't have made eye contact.
I didn't make eye contact.
Why'd you wink at her? That's weird.
What's up, girl?
Hey there.
So here's the thing. She said I made eye contact with her. Bitch, we're sitting at a bar, and you're sitting across the way. She was talking to some other guy because there was another guy over there when we sat down. There was one guy over there. It wasn't a circle. It was like a weird fucking A is what it was. It came to like a point. Yeah, it was weird. So he's sitting over there, and then me and Brent are sitting on the other side, got our beers, and we're talking about the show, actually. You know, bullshitting, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And, yeah, I seen her come over, and she sat down next to that guy, and they're talking and this and that, and, I mean, they're right across from us. What do you want me to look?
Yeah.
It's like me. Oh, I just made eye contact with Brendan. Guess what? He's sitting right there, in front of me.
But who looked at who first?
I fucking know.
Did she catch you looking at her, or did you catch her looking at you?
I don't even remember making eye contact with her.
You ever do that? You're look in a restaurant
over,
or something.
Yeah,
you look up and someone's looking straight at you, and you're like, oh shit. And you look away real quick.
No, if it's that didn't happen. I know what you're talking about, but that never happened. I wasn't like, oh, what the fuck is this bitch looking at?
Right.
No, that never happened. I'm sure I did look her in the eyes because I'm like this, you know, scanning the room.
Sure.
I'm not a people person. I'm a people watcher. I love watching people.
You're such a fucking creep.
What? You can't just go in public and sit there and watch the fucking weirdos and just sit there and enjoy yourself going, oh my God, look at this fucking guy.
I can't.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what I'm doing. We're in a casino. We're at the Harry's Casino and I'm sitting there watching. So anyway,
you lock eyes.
Right.
With the woman of your dreams.
Yeah. So she comes over and she sits down and she's no firing on me. And I'm like,
what'd she say? What was the first thing out of her mouth?
I don't remember. I really don't, because it was like she was drunk as fuck. Right. Like when she did sit down next to me and I looked at her, her eyes kept like crossing. That's how fucking drunk she was. It was like, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, oh, motherfucker.
She's actually completely sober.
Well, and as she's talking, whatever she's saying, I'm having a hard time understanding her.
Right.
Because I kept going, what? What? And the thing was, while she's talking, my brain is turning, telling me, how am I getting out of this situation? I'd look at Brendan. He's looking straight ahead. Won't look at me. He turned to stone. I thought happened? I thought Medusa walked through the casino and made eye contact with that motherfucker. And boom, he just was statue.
Yeah.
So at one point, she was like, why he so serious? Yelling that at him.
What'd she say to you, though? You told me she said something to you.
Oh, so she's like, why aren't you out there spending that money in the casino? Why are you just sitting here? And I'm like, well.
And at that point, Brendan, you should have looked over and said, because he's here to get his dick sucked.
And then walked away.
No.
That's totally what I would have done to you.
Oh, man. So, why aren't you out there spending that money? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm not here to gamble. We're just staying at the hotel because we're in town for a show. She's like, well, who are you here to see? And I'm like, oh, yeah. This is it. This is the nail in the coffin. This is what's going to be like, oh, fuck. She's going to be completely turned off and leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
I look at her and I said, well, we're here to see Destroyer 666. She goes, oh, you're cute.
She couldn't care what you said.
No.
Couldn't care less. No.
I heard you say Destroyer, and you specifically enunciated 666. Yeah. You didn't just like 666. You're like 666 just to scare her off.
I said it. I made sure she heard the 666 part.
All right. Trying.
Oh, she didn't give a fuck. I'm like, oh my god, sitting there, and she's, I can't understand half the shit she's saying. And then finally, I'm like looking at my phone at the time because the doors didn't open until 7, and at this point it was 6, so it's still even too early to go. And she's like, well, what time are you going? I'm like, actually, the door's open right now. We're out of here. It's like, we're leaving. And I was like, have a nice night. And we got up and got the fuck out of there. And I was just like, God. So we had to go back to the room and sit there for like a little bit before we could leave because it was too early to go. But it sucked because like we could have stayed and had another beer. But
so she just wasted at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know. But the best thing about it was before I left here, see, I don't ever wear my wedding ring. Well, obviously, I don't wear it to work. I can't.
Yeah.
But I just don't wear it. And it's the endless argument with that, too. I don't wear it because I don't need it. I don't need a fucking ring to remind me I'm married. But then I hear the other side, it's for other people. They don't fucking care.
Yeah.
And the wife was like, you're going to put your wedding ring on before you go. And I'm like, why? She's like, you're going away. You're going to put it on. And I said, all it's going to do is attract chicks. And she's like, get mad at me.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I sat there and I'm doing that at the bar while she's talking. I'm like, clink, clink. Because she's sitting on my left side. So I'm like, got my hand on the bar. I'm not like hiding my hand in my arm. And I'm putting it on the bar. Like this, tapping my hand so you can hear that ring hitting it. You know, it's like, and
she didn't give a damn.
No, so she's like firing on me, and I'm just like, oh, yes, I cannot wait to text my wife this when we get out of here. And that's as soon as we got back to the room, I'm texting the old lady. And I said, I told you, I was like that ring. So I got in trouble when I got home.
Even though she told you to wear it?
Yeah. I told her what was going to happen.
No.
Then she drove to Kansas City to find that.
Yeah,
that
she lady. Was out. She was on her. I figured she was on her way that night when we were bringing her at the show.
I'm gonna kill her.
I'm gonna kill her. Who was it? Who was in here looking at my husband? Who? What? fuck.
Good times.
It was.
Yeah, it's a good thing I wasn't there, Steve.
Yeah, because you probably wouldn't have bailed me out, would you?
I would have dug you in deeper.
Nah, that'd have been bad news for you.
Why?
Well, considering I had the hotel room key and you wouldn't have been your ass out, motherfucker. You're sleeping in. You're going to go get your own room now. You ain't sleeping in a double bed with me.
No, you can share that lady's room.
Oh, I'd have been so mad. I'd have been so mad. Because I know you would have just thrown me to the wolves.
Did we ever tell the story how there's someone else that was annoying at that concert and she was talking to us? And then I just go, well, it's my turn to buy a round of beers. And I just walk away.
Yeah. It was me, him, and Travis's wife. And we're sitting there. And this lady is talking to us and just, oh, my
God. Going on and on.
And she's drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
And just rambling. And she's standing. Was she standing between me and Katie at that time?
No, it was between me and you.
Was it?
And for whatever reason, yes, Katie was next to you.
Yeah. And she was standing between us and blah.
This is like a small bar table.
Yeah, it was just a little bar table. And it was just like, oh, my God. And I think everybody in and I'm sure your wife, me, you, all had the same thought. How am I getting out of this? And he was the only one that figured it out. He goes, my turn to buy a round. And he just got up and left. And left us two sitting there with her. And he didn't come back until she was gone.
Yeah. Did he off my least, own wife.
He just bailed.
Did he at least come back with a round of beers?
Yeah, he came back with a round of beer. And it was his turn to buy, but he finally was like, oh, yeah, it's my turn to buy. I'm gone. He just left us there.
I even came back with an extra beer. Remember that?
Yeah, you did.
She started to pour beer, and it was all foam.
That's right.
And she's like, oh, it's going to take 5 minutes. I'm like, ah, screw it. Just give me something else.
Right.
She's like, well, here, take this one, too. I'm like,
Cool. Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, the funny
worked out great for me.
The funny thing is, she was like, at one point, we were all three sitting there, and she like started asking our ages, and she's like, "How old are?" And we're at a table like this, like it was a little table, so we're. It's not like me and Katie were sitting next to each other, and Travis was on the other side. We're sitting exactly like this, but you would be where Travis is, and she would be.
I guess technically, you were closer to my wife than I was.
How though? There, we weren't though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it was a square. It was like a fucking square table.
Plus, the other thing is, she came between me and you.
At first.
So it was you and my wife on that one side of her, and me on the other side.
Yeah, I guess
so. She just assumed I was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
third wheel.
She goes, yeah. She's like, "How old are you guys?" And Travis like, "I'm 36 or 36. And she goes, "Ask me." I'm like, "I'm 37. At the time, I was 37. And then asked Katie, and Katie's like 24. And she looks at me, and she's like, "Cradle robber." I'm like, "She's not my old lady. It's his old lady. He's a fucking cradle robber." Blame me.
I'm pretty sure that's the point where I just left.
I think that's when I heard, "My turn to buy a round." Just got up and left. So now I know how he operates. If I'm ever in a bad situation, he's gone.
Next time,
at least he won't stand next to me like Brendan and just turn to stone. This motherfucker will just leave me. At least Brendan was there.
How great is that? She's like, "That lady at the Can City, what the fuck's wrong with him?"
She did. She kept saying, she's like, "Why is he being so serious?" And I'd just look over at Brendan, and then he'd be smiling. But I'm looking at a sideways view of him, the side profile, and he's just got a big shitty grin on his face. He's just like that.
He's scared.
She's like, you talking to him like you his boss. I'm like, "I am his boss." Like,
she was trying to say something to me at some point. I couldn't hear what she was saying. She was yelling.
She was yelling. I couldn't even understand her, dude. Yeah. It was a fucking hot mess.
Anyway.
Let's play a song.
All right. Let's play Family Tree by Totago.
Awesome.
Brass knuckles, broken bones and bullets. Caught a hustle and the mules are pushing. Look out, signal the sirens. It's about to go down. Crack house, riddled in violence. Stash house, red sack in silence. All house, reason for parents. It's about to get real. Tough wars, crossing the border. Drop by, notify the corner. Cease fire, leading for vengeance. Not an option to stand.
Breaking through the streets.
Racing the branches of family tree.
Breaking through the streets.
Infected by artificial anxiety. Bro, shocking, booking, files and bullets. Gonna hustle and abuse the pushing. Look out, signal the sirens. Boat to go down. Crack house, real and violent. Dash house, brave death and silence. Whole house, reach for pins. Boat to get real. Tough wars, crossing the border. Drop by, notify the corner. Cease fire, the reason for vengeance. Not an option to stand.
Breaking through the streets.
Racing the branches of family tree.
Breaking through the streets.
Infected by author society. We'll be right back.
was Family Tree by Totago. They are from Chicago, Illinois, and they can be found at toe-tag-o.bandcamp.com.
Right on. Those guys are killer. And I agree with you, Travis. We need to drive our asses up there and see them, I think.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. I'm going to get a hold of them. We'll see if they got any.
Chicago's a fun city.
See if they got some shows coming up. See if they got any Saturday dates and for free, drive our ass up there. I haven't been to Chicago in a while.
You haven't?
I'm trying to think the last time I went up there. Fuck, I might have been me, the wife, Mike, and his wife went up there for a weekend. And it's kind of funny because we went into we're in a taxi, of course. We were leaving the aquarium.
Yeah.
And
John Shedd Aquarium.
Yeah. And we were heading to some random bar. I don't know. I don't even know how. I don't remember how we picked this place. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Gonna go get some drinks. It's middle of the day. Start drinking. And we're getting out of the cab. And I had to sit up front with the guy, which was very awkward. And his old lady and my old lady sat in the back. And we're getting out.
Did you tell you how big his dick was?
Yeah. Well, I got to see it. So we're all getting out. And Ashley is like getting out last. And she comes up. You know, we already paid the guy. And she comes up with a 20 in her hand. She said, you drop this. I'm like saying that to Christine. And she's like, I didn't drop that because I had all the money. And she's like, no, it was laying on the floor. I'm like, shut up. And I realized someone dropped a 20, right. Either the last fare or him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shut up. Just shut up. Don't. I'm like, thank you. I'm like, thanks for picking that up for me. And then she's like confused as fuck in the taxi driver. I'm like, that's not ours. There was just a $20 bill laying there. Yeah, so she grabbed it.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh. It's like, well, I'll, she's like, we're going to do shots on me. So we go into this place, and we get four shots, and it was like $25. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, I couldn't even get four shots for $20 in this place.
Hell no.
Oh, it's like, shit. But still, I was like, that was a good little score. But I didn't want her to keep saying something. I went like a guy would have turned around and said it was his.
Yeah.
You know, fuck you. It's laying on the floor in the back, bro. It's ours now.
When I rode in a taxi up in Chicago, there was like a bulletproof glass between us and him.
Really?
Like behind his seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like you're in a cop car almost. I don't remember if there was something like
and
that
there
or
was
not.
There was even like a little door you like stuck money through, I guess.
Really?
Like a little slot.
The slide
you
know? It through.
Yeah. He didn't want nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Just leave the money on the seat.
Yeah. He showed us the scenic route too.
Yeah, they fucking all do.
Yeah.
What do you got next, Brendan?
Looks like the band Fallen Stars playing the song My Heart.
You stole.
was My Heart by Fallen Stars. They're out of Vancouver, British Columbia. And you can find them at fallen-stars.bandcamp.com.
Right on. I believe this next one we're about to play, I think my boys Mike and Tim will like this band.
This is the band Fett, and the name of the song is Meat Grinder. Meat Grinder by the band Fett. They're out of Austin, Texas, and you can find them at fettband.com.
You want me to just take care of this right now and flip this upside down?
No, I just want you to sit on your hands and quit fucking touching things. It's all I hear in my headphones, so you hitting the fucking microphone. All right, what's up next, buddy?
Next up is Narcan playing the song No Control.
The language of the unheard.
Blackjack!
I gave you a finger asshole.
That's your cue, Brendan.
Yeah. I didn't see it. That was No Control by the band Narcan. They are out of Boston. And you can find them at facebook.com/NARCANBAND.
He froze up again on us.
Yeah, I thought I was back at that bar.
I didn't see you give me the sign.
Jesus Christ. We're falling apart here, guys.
Let's just get this over with.
What's next?
Next up is Hypothermia by the band Ice Queen.
You're on, Brendan.
It's you. Go.
That was Hypothermia by Ice Queen. They are out of Antarctica. And you can find them at icequeen.bandcamp.com.
Right. Out of Antarctica?
I guess.
That's what it says.
That's what it says.
Isn't that where Gwar's from also?
I think so. Maybe they know him.
Maybe.
You can't live in Antarctica.
Well, they do.
The only people that live there are like scientists and government people.
That's what these guys... What do you think they do for fun? They get bored and they create fucking bands.
Cool bands.
Yeah, they make cool bands. What else you got? You have nothing else to do up there. They're studying and researching and fucking playing music.
Will you look these people up?
He already did. I see
it says Antarctica right there.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's Ice Queen, baby. What do you expect?
You can't even go to Antarctica.
They are. They're
if
there.
If you said, I want to take a plane or a boat, they'd be like, who you with?
Like Ice Queen. That's who the fuck I'm with.
You can take cruises to Antarctica.
Yeah, that's how they got there. They do cruises.
You can cruise around it.
No, you can't. If the weather's nice, you can actually go on to the Antarctica.
Hey, don't yell at
me. There's not towns and cities in Antarctica.
Yeah, they own the. They're from the whole.
They
whole continent. They're there. All right. So.
Whatever.
If you guys like the show. You can find us on Facebook, like the page, let us know how we're doing. If you want free stickers of the show, send your home address to empathicradio@gmail.com. If you or someone you know is in a band, metal, hardcore, punk, unsigned, independent, and you want to get played on the show, send it to the same email address. Follow us on Instagram, @empathicradio. You can find me on Instagram, @empathicasmitty. We're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio. I think that's it. I don't know. We're on a bunch of other podcast things. I don't even know how we got there. We're there. Listen, subscribe, follow so these bands, you can listen to more great bands. Yeah, I guess I don't think there's anything else I wanted to plug.
Brendan, you got anything more?
Nope.
I don't think so.
All right. Last one here. Last band here is called NeoStem. They're out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can find them at neostem.bandcamp.com. And this song is called Driftwood on Dry Land.
They're from Mars.